Now, in studio, two local servant leaders, business owners, and family men committed to empowering San Diego to rise up. Your hosts, Jared Kelly and James Carmody.
Happy Friday, folks. Thank you for tuning in to Rise Up Radio. I'm your host, James Carmody. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you had an amazing week like we did and are ready to kick off the weekend strong. Thank you so much for all of the support. You know, the Rise Up community has just continued to grow and grow. And it's just, you know, it's a reminder every week that we are doing the right thing and people want to hear the good news. They want to hear about the stories about people just doing great things in San Diego, being servant leaders, rising up, empowering other people, being selfless, not selfish, looking out for your neighbor, your coworkers, taking care of your community. So we have an exciting show. We have two amazing female leaders that are going to be joining us today. And we also have an exciting weekend. We got a few things going on. San Diego State, they're out of town, they're in Hawaii. The Gulls, my hockey team, they're on the road. And we got the World Series going on.
It's a good weekend to gather some buddies up and go to a sports bar.
Yeah, yeah. My wife and son actually took their first airplane ride to Sacramento visiting her family. So I am son's wife and baby. So Ralph and I will be holding down the fort and doing some chores around the house.
You'll have some time for sports there. You got to fit in some sports watching.
Yep. Football starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
And now it's cooled off a little bit in San Diego, which is nice. It's perfect for this event that I'm excited for on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Select streets in North Park, Normal Heights, and City Heights will be closed to automobiles and open for people to ride their bikes, skateboard or roller skate or whatever they want to do down these streets. And they said it's a way for to get people to fall in love back with the little community of North Park.
So anything with wheels.
Basically anything. They even said dancing, so you can just walk. So they're closing the streets to automobiles, basically. So you can walk down the streets or ride your bike down the street. Me and my buddies will be down there with our stretch beach cruisers. It's about a 3 mile long trail, and then they call it Ciclos Dias.
Ciclos Dias. Okay.
So the SD in there. I think they just were trying to find something where you can put like an SD in there.
Right. I love that, though, because for me, what I'm hearing in that is that, like, take time to actually get out of your car, get out of your house or apartment, slow down. The neighborhood and world just occurs so different when you're walking or you're on a bike or a unicycle or a beach cruiser, a stretch beach cruiser, if you will. But I think that's great because you can really appreciate the neighborhood.
And that's what the details. Director said. It says it's more than just a street fair. It's a chance to experience our community, small businesses, and neighborhoods in a refreshing and enjoyable way.
Love it. So good for you. So that's Sunday. What
Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the route begins on Hamilton Street.
Okay, great. So folks, you heard it. You know, our rock star producer Todd will be down there. So look out for Todd on the Stretch Beach Cruiser. And
it's a Padres Stretch Beach Cruiser.
Okay.
Padre so flag. It's blue and tan.
Padres Stretch Beach Cruiser. Okay. I like it. But the nice thing is we're going to have fantastic weather again. Get out there, explore your community, and get involved. Speaking of community, you know, I'm about to introduce a female servant leader who is bringing community and bringing such a strong, important message that we've shared once on Rise Up before. But she has basically said, I'm putting a flag in the ground, and we're going to teach leadership to our daughters at a young age. And I think that this message is so important for everyone to hear. I think this person just is larger than life. They don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk and they live it. And so with me in studio, the author of Bible Bells, rock star lady leader, Erin Weideman.
James Carmody. I can't believe it was a year that I was here, last time, and I get to be back again. Thanks for having me.
Time flies.
So fun.
I'm glad you could squeeze us in. I know you're in high demand. Thank you for fitting us into the calendar.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Yeah.
I love being here and doing San Diego type interviews. It's so great to be out in the community and hanging out.
It's absolutely. So, folks, we're going to back up a second because not everyone knows, who Aaron Weideman is and what's going on with Bible Pals, but Aaron's just been on a mission. So let's back up, when did your journey begin?
Gosh, it began when I was a full-time teacher. I've actually quit teaching just over a year ago, but way back when, just growing a heart for young people, specifically girls and the challenges that they face, not understanding who they are and what they were created to do, and just felt called to write a book series and create some resources that parents can use to really guide the conversation of beauty, identity, and purpose with their daughters at a young age that would get them ready and prepared to step into whatever leadership role they were designed for. So it's been a very exciting journey. Like I said, I quit my job as a teacher last year to pursue this full time, and things have really exploded from there. So I'm excited to be here to talk about it and kind of catch everybody up.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I love that you've done, Aaron, is you just basically said that there's a need. It's like it's something is amiss. And how are raising our young people, and in particular, how are raising our young ladies, and the perception out there of you have to look, say, act, do this versus that. And there's a lot of pressure on young people. And I think just, what you stand for is so great. And so, what really spurred you to get this going?
I think, my own struggle as a young person, not understanding who I was, being so concerned with what everybody else thought about me and what everybody else was doing. I never really asked the, what am I here for? What's my purpose? Questions until I was in my mid-20s, which I know is a lot of people's journey. So our heart just became, can we start helping girls understand who they are, how to build their character in a way that's going to be productive, be more in line with how they were created so they can get up and go do whatever they feel called to do and make those positive changes in the world. So it really just started with my own struggle and insecurity and a lack of confidence, just doubting myself, what I see so many girls going through today, and wanting desperately to just build them up, to change the narrative. We always say at Bible Bells that the world is so loud. The world's wrong, but it is loud. And in the ears of girls all day long, this is what you've got to be beautiful and loved and respected. And this is how you've got to dress. And this is what you need to put on or fake out in the world to make it seem like you have it all together. And the world is wrong, but it is loud. So we always talk about providing resources to parents, and everything that we do is centered around helping girls understand that it's about making a different kind of noise, not the noise of the world, a different kind of noise.
I love that. The world is loud. The world is fast, and it's, everything is in the palm of our hand now, and we're just get bombarded with information 24/7, 365. And how do we cut through that and connect with our true self and what were we created to do? And in that, it doesn't have to look any particular way at all. It's what is your true self-expression, and not necessarily what society has deemed over 50 years of advertising and marketing and da-da-da-da-da, that you have to look, act, and talk like this. And I love that you are putting a flag in the ground and standing up for that.
Yeah, it's been exciting to do that, actually. And I think, and when we have a young daughter, she was, she was a little younger last time I was here. She's almost 4 now. And we started that conversation early. Yeah. I think so often, and all the grownups listening to this show, a lot of us didn't start asking the question about, what am I here to do, until we were adults. And it's not that kids need to get it figured out right away. It's about growing and learning and discovering and all the things that we want our young people to be doing. But I think there's great value in helping kids ask those bigger questions Just to get them started down the path of thinking, you know, I'm here for more than just to exist in my bubble and to get through life, getting the things I want for myself. And it's this very me first attitude. So the work we do is just about flipping that around and focusing on, you know, an outward expression of love and support and appreciation for the people around you.
And you, in how do you do that? You do that in a very, in a particular way, in a way that has reach, that empowers parents and empowers, you know, communities to have these conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. We do it a few different ways. So, you know, the books and resources that we create that you can purchase are a nice way to do that, because they make it into homes and you're on, you know, your kids on your lap, and you can have these really meaningful conversations where a lot of the times, and you know, for me too, like as a parent, I'm kind of navigating, you know, her character growth and development for the first time, even though I've spent so many years in the classroom, it's still new for me to come alongside my own child and pour into her the way I know I want to. So we just try to make it a little bit easier with some of the things that we create for parents to have those conversations. You know, we host a podcast twice a month that highlights heroes for girls. So if you're a parent and you're trying to sift through culture going, gosh, where are the women I can point my daughter to that are just living for other people and, you know, have that selfless behavior, that servant's heart. We want to highlight and honor those women and lift their stories up above, again, that noise of culture that would just tell them that celebrity and fame and flashiness is what you're supposed to go and do, because there is a whole network of women out there who are doing different things, and it's time to shine the spotlight on them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Erin, what's the website like? How are people following you? How are people engaging you?
Yeah, the best way is just directly on our website. So it's BibleBellez.com. It's BibleBellez.com. And we have an interesting and growing community of people following us on Instagram. We're almost to 11,000 followers. So it's been kind of a neat surprise to interact with all these people. And, you know, in social media land, we started on Facebook, but our Instagram has sort of exploded. I think just because that's a nice place to interact with young moms and people who are in this season of life trying to do what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. So folks, we are in studio with Erin Weideman, and you're going to go check out BibleBellez.com. That's BibleBellez.com. And we have the opportunity to have Erin with us for one more segment. We're going to take a short break. Stick around. You're listening to Rise Up Radio. You're following us at SDRiseUp.com. We'll be right back.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Jared Kelly here. Here's the deal. San Diego's expensive. San Diego's a tough place to own and buy a house, but I want to tell you something special about San Diego. The housing market has appreciated consistently over the years, and if you're not a part of that, I want you to ask the question why. I would love to sit down and understand that process with you and help you make a plan so that your family fits your home and you're not strapped by the things that you think are constraining you in San Diego. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and let's have a conversation today.
Hey folks, James Carmody and Jared Kelly, the hosts of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to us, please stop what you're doing. Go to SDRiseUp.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's Little League coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to SDRiseUp.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I am your host, James Carmody. You're following us at SDRiseUp.com. We have the great pleasure of having Erin Weideman in studio with us. And Erin is the CEO and founder of BibleBellez, which is just an amazing organization. It's becoming a movement. And folks, you want to, you know, jot this down if you didn't in the first segment, but the website's BibleBellez.com. That's B-I-B-L-E-B-E-L-L-E-S.com.
Erin was on here a year ago. We just covered her backstory and the reason why. You know, Erin's really putting a flag in the ground for women to start as young ladies and girls to discover what is their purpose. Why are they here? What were they created to be and do in this world? Not necessarily what society wants them or thinks you have to act, think, or be this certain way. And I so love that. And I think it's so important to instill confidence, love, and self-expression in our young people at an early age. And, you know, and I share that with conviction as a new dad. I think we all have a responsibility for that. So we covered that in the first segment. Erin, what have you been up to for the last year? You've had a banner year. What's been going on?
Well, I quit my job as a teacher, something Woo-hoo! I never thought I would do. I just thought, you know, and for those that listened to my interview last year, we talked all about the cancer stuff. I was diagnosed with cancer 5 separate times and totally healed. This is like almost 6 years ago. Have had zero recurrence, like completely healthy.
Amen.
It's awesome. And, you know, I thought when I got sick, I'll just get into teaching and spend sort of the rest of my time, you know, loving on kids and encouraging them and just being, you know, being with them and trying to support this next generation. And the more we started working on Bible Bells, it started as this fun little side project that I did you know, amidst grading papers and wifing at my house. And then it just has morphed into a full-time business from both my husband and I. We just hired a CEO. So it's our
congratulations.
A major hire. And we recently secured a partnership with World Vision International, which is, it's such a blessing to be able to donate. For every book sold, we're going to be donating an additional book to families that are affected by the recent hurricanes and families that are in need of support. So it's such a cool partnership that I was excited to talk about and just bring up because it literally just happened about a week ago.
So yeah. It's just such a blessing. Let's slow down and actually acknowledge that. So folks, I mean, World Vision is huge. They reach millions and millions of people, and to have that kind of partnership is fantastic. And I think for me, it's another reminder that Bible Bells is doing the right thing. And you have a message and a story that is empowering people to support our young girls.
Well, I think for a long time too, you know, and I was convicted about, okay, we're going to start this business and it's not really about making money. I mean, it is going to make money so that we can fund some of these other
things. Passion project.
Yeah. And once it became a full-time, okay, business, we're starting to create this movement. My heart has always been, we need to reach the non-English speaking population of the world. This isn't just something that we need to market or reach, you know, girls in America that are living here and have more access to all of the things that they need to become these leaders. We want to guide them, you know, toward these roles that God has for them. But
it's so important to reach, you know, the non-English speaking folks. I mean, I have a dear friend who's a pastor on the East Coast, and he is coming back from 3 weeks in Ghana tomorrow. And he goes twice a year, you know, because we need to be reaching all ends of the world.
And we think we know because we live here in the United States, like we see what girls in the first world are up against and the problems that they face are so different than some of these other groups. So it's always been my heart to expand our mission, our ministry, to be able to serve girls and families worldwide. And our partnership with World Vision is going to give us the opportunity to do that. It is so exciting.
And now they're headquartered up in Seattle?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be traveling up there in January to talk inside their chapel, 800 people at their headquarters. So just be praying about that and excited to share a message and our heart for the work that we do and excited to move forward with the partnership. So
that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that I get this straight for myself and that our listeners get this straight. So for every book that is purchased through Bible Bells, like BibleBells.com, they're going to match and print a second book.
Yeah. So basically we're in production right now with the fifth and final book in our first series. It's called Deborah, the Bell of Leadership, which is well-timed, I think.
Yes.
So it's going to be exciting that for every book, not only pre-ordered, but just ordered from here on out, World Vision is going to help us donate one additional book to a family in need.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, let's catch our listeners up because a lot of them are familiar with Bible, some are not. So it's, you know, it's a 5-book series. Walk us through, you know, the 5 books, who is the leader in each book and then the message.
Yeah, we really were discouraged by the resources out there that were pointing girls to the women of the Bible. All the girls I know can name every Disney princess and not one woman in scripture who really means something to them that they've connected with in some way. So we identified 5 women that we felt showed a quality of inner beauty that we thought was important for developing the next generation of leaders. So Hannah's the first bell. She's the bell of prayer. It's really about establishing open communication and your relationship with God. The second bell is Esther. She's the bell of patience, because once you're talking to God, the next step is to be quiet and still and listen for his voice, because he's got a word for you.
I remind myself of that.
Oh my gosh. I talk to my daughter about patience every single day, and I need it just as much as she does. Abigail's the third bell. She's the bell of bravery. We always say that once a relationship is established, it's going to be tested through some sort of a trial. Some fear will be introduced at some point. So Abigail's really about being brave and stepping out in confidence and boldness, because God is with you. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth book of the series is Ruth, the bell of loyalty, because let's face it, girls are told to be entitled. That's what culture tells our girls, right? Me, mine, and more is the mantra of culture. So that fourth book is really about taking a violent turn away from yourself and learning how to love people with the devotion that God shows his love to us. So it's about loving people faithfully and with real loyalty. And the fifth book is Deborah. Yep. She's releasing in just the next couple of months. So early 2018. And the focus on that one is just to, once you've equipped girls with all of these qualities, it's really time to help them and for them to know they can start asking the question in faith, God, what is the work that you have for me to do? I'm ready to step out and be that leader you've created me to be.
Fantastic. So, folks, you heard it. So we have a five-book series, Hannah, Esther, Abigail, Ruth, and Deborah. First, it begins with prayer, naturally, and then there's patience, bravery, loyalty, and then leadership. What do I do with all these skills that I have now learned, right? Mm-hmm. How do I manage my being and then share this?
It made sense to put them in that order. And then it wasn't until I was in the shower one day and realized that the women's initials together spell the word heard, H-E-A-R-D. And it became this beautiful metaphor. You know, a lot of girls out there feel like theirs is a voice that does not matter. Mm. And what a message that we can bring to girls that, you know what, God did create you to be heard. He created you to use your voice in a powerful way for him and for his glory.
Yeah.
So that's what we hope that the series will help parents guide in their homes and help girls step into that leadership role that they were designed for.
I'm getting moved right now. You know, because it's important for people to have the confidence to speak up and be heard. And I don't think it's any coincidence that that acronym showed up for you.
Me neither.
So folks, again, you want to check out BibleBells.com, BibleBells.com, and it's a 5-book series for parents and for girls. So what else has been going on? So you just partnered with World Vision. I don't know if it gets any bigger than that. What else has been going on the last year? I know you're speaking more, you're traveling.
Yeah, I'm on tour with Air One Radio. They do a public school assembly program called Dare to Dream. It is the joy of my life to go and speak to thousands of kids in a week. I'll usually travel for, you know, on a Monday, be there for 3 days, come home on a Friday, and I'll speak at 6 or 8 schools and talk to anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 kids and just deliver this encouraging, inspiring message about, you know, my personal journey, not only as an entrepreneur, but just as somebody who was lost and feeling a lot of the feelings that we're feeling in middle school, high school, and just to get to pour some love and encouragement into that age range of kid is the joy of my life now that I'm not teaching. Right. It's such a cool opportunity that came up right after I left the classroom. It's just neat how God orchestrates all of that.
He works in funny ways.
And I just secured a keynote at my alma mater, Penn State. I'll be leaving in 3 weeks to go speak at their Global Entrepreneurship Week that they host.
Wow.
It's 150 countries, so many different, you know, panel discussions and activities, and all centered around supporting and growing this population of entrepreneurs at Penn State to reach the global community. So it's really, really exciting to be speaking there. I can't wait to go back, and we're going to be there over homecoming. My husband also went to Penn State, and now we're trying to, you know, slowly get our daughter on board. We got her a megaphone and some Penn State gear. So she's learning the cheers. It's going to be awesome. It's a family affair. So I can't wait to do that.
I love it. And I mean, in Penn State is a fantastic organization. We had a gentleman, Greg Bond, on several episodes ago, who is in charge of their veteran reach globally. And I love what Penn State's doing. And the fact that you have, you know, you're putting together an event around female entrepreneurship is music to my ears. You know, as someone who, you know, is an entrepreneur, has a couple businesses going,
it's a lot of work and it's a lot of effort. And I so applaud you for saying, you know what, I'm in this lane over here and I'm an educator and I love it and it provides value, but I know that there's more. What else might that look like? And God bless you for taking a leap of faith and making it happen. And it's happening in a big way.
It's funny too, because I never expected to do that. Like I said, I just thought I would finish out, you know, whatever time I had left on the planet teaching, you know, in the classroom, right, and just blessing the kids that were in
my immediate lane, and we just go.
Circle. Exactly. And it's really been a challenge to let go of that traditional work environment, yeah, and step into, you know, what does the day to day even look like? And running a family business with your husband, adds another interesting dynamic. And it's the joy of my life to work with him and grow this thing and just try to be good stewards of what we feel called to, the mission of Bible Bells. It's wonderful to be able to do it as a family.
Fantastic. Parting words for our guests.
Gosh, if you're in the entrepreneurship space or just thinking about a small business or starting a business or following an idea, or if you're in, you know, that generation mode, I would just encourage you to cherish the small beginnings. No one would ever know this, and I don't share it often, but everybody starts a business in their own garage. We started our business in somebody else's garage because we were in an upstairs condo in Encinitas and couldn't find a place to store that first round of books. So my advice to people listening is just, in whatever season of life you're in, cherish the small beginnings and don't despise them, because God has mighty work to be done. And a lot of times the work starts small. So just be a good steward of that, and it'll see itself through.
Erin Weideman, thank you for being here. You are such a blessing. You are a fantastic leader. I love and am honored that you're part of the Rise Up community. Folks, you're going to want to go to BibleBells.com, follow Erin, get involved, you know, and just continue to support her in any way you can, you know, whether it's a prayer or buying a book, whatever, but get underneath, lift those wings, and continue to spread this message. Folks, you're listening to Rise Up Radio. Follow us at STRiseUp.com. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Jared Kelly here, co-host of Rise Up Radio and the Rise Up Movement. We are having an amazing journey and just trying to hold on to this movement, but we need you to be a part of this. If you would like to sponsor what's happening on air and in the community with the Rise Up Movement, visit us at sdriseup.com. Let's rise up together and understand it is our job to maintain America's finest city. Visit us at sdriseup.com. That's sdriseup.com. Jared Kelly here, founder of Mission Realty Group. As you have heard me say thousands of times, we must be part of the community that we live in. I've had the privilege of using our company to do just that. It is our goal to not only help people make informed and excellent decisions when buying and selling a home, but to really understand your goals and needs. Yes, for some people, their house is just a roof to live under. But for others, it is a home where you are raising a family, entertaining friends, and a place to get away from the hustle of life. Let me ask you this. Is your home right for your family? When is the last time you even thought about this? Let us use our exclusive process to help you understand where the market is going. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let's have a conversation today. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and we would love to connect with you and make a plan. Again, that's missionrealtygroup.com. That's missionrealtygroup.com. Hit the contact tab and let's make a plan so you can win.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I'm your host, James Carmody. Folks, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all the love and support. You're following us at sdriseup.com. We had an amazing first half of the show with Erin Weideman from Bible Bells, and we have two amazing female leaders in here for the second half of the show, with an organization called Graced by Grit. I can't wait to dig into their story. Co-founders in the studio with me. We have Kate Nolan and Kimberly Cacavo. Did I say that right?
Cacavo, yes.
Cacavo.
Yes.
Okay. What nationality is that?
Italian.
Awesome.
I tried to get my husband to take my name, but it was no go.
No go. Valiant effort, I'm sure. So, ladies, I mean, Graced by Grit, I know a little bit about it. I'm excited to share the story. Before we even get into the Graced by Grit story, is like, what's your background? How did you even decide, like, hey, we want to do this and there's a need, and why do we want to put this all together?
Kate and I were training for a triathlon, actually.
Okay.
Kate was my trainer for the triathlon.
Got it.
And she was really rough. And when we were running and I tried to get her to slow down, I'd start talking about what people were wearing and what made women look good, feel good, and feel powerful when they ran. And we kept talking about it. And we thought someone needed to make clothes like these. And a few years later, we were still training and still talking, and no one had done it. We wanted clothing with UPF 50+. We wanted pockets. We wanted a whistle for safety. And no one offered that. So we decided, why not start a company?
Absolutely. I love it. And, what, and aside from training for triathlons and training people, what were your day jobs? What were you doing?
Well, Kate was a trainer right when we did that. And I'll let her give you her backstory. But for me, I had been a chemical engineer. I worked on the space shuttle. I had privatized a Latin American telephone company, run a cable company. I had done very traditional big business jobs. Yep. And at the time, I thought my career might be triathlete, but it looks like it's owner of women's athletic apparel brand.
Okay, love it.
And for me, so I was a trainer at the time, but I was also a swim coach for a nonprofit organization, Boys and Girls Club in Solana Beach. And then I ran their aquatic center, all their fundraisers and all of their events. And so that's what I was doing. And I did not imagine starting a women's athletic apparel brand until we got to talking about it. And then really it did change. And I thought this is something we could do together because of who we both were and what we both wanted.
Fantastic. Mm. I love it. I actually just got into swimming, open water swimming this summer. I'm the proud owner of a prosthetic left hip. So running's off the table. and I competed in swimming in backstroke and breaststroke as a kid. And then I stopped when I got to high school. And, you know, now I'm like, all right, this logically makes sense because I can't do really high impact stuff. And I love it. I did my first mile race, did the Coronado Rough Water Swim on the 4th of July.
Nice.
And then I just did the Tiki Swim in Oceanside about a month and a half ago.
Wow.
And it's amazing what the human body can do when you actually set a goal and set your mind to do something.
And swimming is one of those sports that you will see 90-year-olds getting out of the water because they can swimming. You're not going to see them running on the road.
No, not at all. I mean, there was people all shapes and sizes, all ages. Mm-hmm. I was just happy to survive the race, but survived and inspired myself. All right, I can do this.
That is amazing. Good for you.
Yeah. So how long have you two been doing triathlons? You know, what spurred all that?
Well, the triathlon was in honor of Chelsea King. My son was playing soccer, and a friend of the King's was putting together a team to run a triathlon in Chelsea's honor. It was 2010, the year she was murdered. And I joined the triathlon team. And when Kelly King started speaking and saying how if only she'd had a way to communicate or a whistle, she might be alive, that started the conversation that Kate and I had while we were running. And it made so much sense. Yeah. And besides that, you know, you think about when you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable when you're out on a run, you're alone, you're kind of in your head, you're out on a stand-up paddleboard. It's nice to have something that makes you feel secure. And our whistle, you can wear while you're stand-up paddling, you can wear it while you're running, and we have pockets. But more than that, we offer UPF 50+. So it protects you from the sun. It's great. And we see people where we're located. Our first store is in Solana Beach across from the train station. I don't know if you've ever been up in North County, but that is a great place where people are running. People are walking by.
It's packed at all times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of road traffic, cyclists, runners, walkers. You can hike to Torrey Pines from there. You can walk the beach. For me, as an athlete, I've always just been an active athlete. I was a swimmer growing up, and then I became a runner actually in my 20s and started coaching running. So that was, that's who I am. Yeah. That's my makeup. And so when we were testing the clothes, it was the combination of Kimberly's background as a chemical engineer and looking at the construction of things with my experience as an athlete and a trainer to know what would really work well. Not only, do the fabrics need to provide UPF, but we wanted them to dry. And most important for women as they age, we wanted them to be compressive so that you felt really great while you were out there. Because so often women, if they don't feel great, they're not going to perform their very best. Whereas if they feel like they look their very best, they're going to push that much harder.
Yeah. Right. Our stuff minimizes your lumps and bumps.
I could use that.
Yeah. I think we all could.
No, I love that
you are doing something different. You saw that there's a need, and the traditional, you know, shorts and a t-shirt or yoga pants, even what have you, doesn't really cut the mustard.
You know,
and there's still something missing.
And, you know, for us, it was about creating that athletic apparel that performs, but it was about creating more. Mm-hmm. And it's creating this engaged group of women that support one another. We have such an inclusive community. We have about 40,000 customers.
Wow.
We have 400 influencers who support each other, and they're there for each other. And our customers are so engaged. They send us product designs. But they're also just super fun. We get pictures all the time where someone wearing Grace by Grit runs into someone else. We've had it happen in Israel. We've had it happen in Florida. And they'll take pictures, and they're both in Grace by Grit, and say, oh, look who we found.
Right.
So it's become just an incredible community of dedicated, strong women. And, you know, when you talk about Graced by Grit, I mean, the way we came up with the name is that every woman's been through that gritty moment that she thought might break her. And at the end of the day, it gave her her grace. And so the grace and the grit, both the grit from the moment you've been through, but the grit for getting out there and doing that ocean swim, is part of what defines us. But another thing that defines the women at Grace by Grit is giving. So it's grace, grit, and giving. And we do a lot of social events. We design clothing that gives back. I mean, we mentioned Chelsea King and how that incident inspired part of our brand. So we created a legging, the Chelsea legging, where we give $10 from every Chelsea legging to the Chelsea King's Light or the Chelsea's Light Foundation that helps save children across this nation from predators.
That's fantastic. I love business with the mission and having a purpose, and you have a clear vision around it. Love that. So back up a second. How long ago did you ladies start the company?
We started in 2013. We incorporated in January 2013.
Just
4 years ago.
And you have 40,000 customers, followers, people in your community.
Oh, yeah.
And we opened our store in 2015. We're going to open another store this year in 2017.
Fantastic. So you start in 2014, first store in 2015. And that first store is Solana Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're opening another store in Carlsbad?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Share with us what's going on.
So for us, we were a direct-to-consumer brand. We sell our clothing online directly to our customer, but we also encourage them to meet with us directly. And that's what we love about the stores. That is a place we can have events. We have fit shops. And at these fit shops where women come and they come at night with their friends, have a glass of wine. And we often structure these fit shops around something that's important to our customer, and that is giving to a charity. So we will have a night that's dedicated to the charity of your choice, and we give 20% back to that charity. And that has been great because it allows us and our employees and our customers to not only get clothes that make them perform and feel better and look better, but also allows them to give back to something that's near and dear to them. So the month of October has been Breast Cancer Support Month, where we give back to the Keep a Breast Foundation. And then we are so excited right now because we've partnered with Bill's Angels, the Padres Pedal for a Cause to cure cancer. And we are the official jersey of Bill's Angels. So by the way, anyone listening, if you haven't signed up, go to Padres Pedal for a Cause and sign up, because San Diego is the leading center for research to cure cancer. And there is a chance that cancer could be eradicated in our lifetime if we fund those that are studying
that.
It. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you're not just a clothing line.
We're not just a clothing line at all. And I think that, you know, the name speaks to that, Graced by Grit. And really, it's about the storytelling, too. And it's about sharing the stories of our customers, our influencers, our friends, our employees, us. And it's what we have in common is those gritty moments in our lives. And it's how we got through those moments that have defined us, that Kimberly mentioned, that gave us our grace at the end of the day. And it's about including other women that are maybe going through a tough time. Often women choose exercise to push through tough moments. Well, we're giving you that armor that makes you feel stronger, that gives you a support system behind you. All the women that are a part of Graced by Grit support you to get through it and to fight through it. And it's not easy, no matter what it is. It's not easy. But we understand that, and we want women to get past it and to realize that those are their graces, and that that strength that you get from a tough moment will help you in your life. So we actually extend that to a program, what we call Gritty Girls. And so we offer a Gritty Girl program that helps young girls understand what grit is and how to find it within themselves.
Wow. And how do you define grit?
Perseverance.
Yeah.
Understanding.
Tenacity. Yeah. And just, you know, taking that goal that you have and breaking it down into baby steps and continuing at it every single day. And what we found with these girls is when they have those bad moments, whether it's, you know, that they're chubby, they have braces, their eyes are too far apart,
they were
too
left
close
out of
together.
The birthday party that all their friends were invited to. I mean, there's these little simple things that can that make a girl feel so sad.
Right. And how do you turn that into your strength?
I love it. So, I mean, it's so true. It's like we have our stories, and some people call them scars, but it's how do you use that to persevere and in turn be your strength, in turn be your grace. And
right.
Say, you know what? I can do this.
Absolutely.
So, folks, we're going to take a short break, but we're in studio with the founders of Graced by Grit, sharing their story. It's an amazing company. Stick around. We're going to take a short break. This is Rise Up Radio. We'll be right back.
AM 1170, The Answer. KCBQ.
Hey, folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory. There's a lot of offers. It's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending. 858-525-3086.
Jared Kelly here. Here's the deal. San Diego's expensive. San Diego's a tough place to own and buy a house, but I want to tell you something special about San Diego. The housing market has appreciated consistently over the years, and if you're not a part of that, I want you to ask the question why. I would love to sit down and understand that process with you and help you make a plan so that your family fits your home and you're not strapped by the things that you think are constraining you in San Diego. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and let's have a conversation today.
Hey folks, James Carmody and Jared Kelly, the hosts of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to us, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I am your host, James Carmody. You're following us at sdriseup.com. Folks, thanks for being here. We have two amazing leaders, two incredible women, Kate Nolan, Kimberly Cavo.
Cacavo, that's pretty close.
Cacavo, okay, pretty close. Better.
You have to have us on weekly, and pretty soon you're going to have it nailed.
I just may, but folks, these ladies are phenomenal. They are the co-founders of Graced by Grit, which we've been talking about. It's just an amazing company, and it's not just an apparel company for athletic women. It's becoming a movement. You know, in literally 4 years, they now have over 40,000 customers, not just customers, partners and advocates and supporters, and they're sharing the struggles and the challenges that, you know, ladies go through, and how do you get your grit, and how do you learn to persevere and give yourself that confidence that you can do anything you set your mind to. And I so love the mission that you two women are on, and the clothes look phenomenal.
Thank you.
You two look great. So welcome back. I know we get a lot to cover in this segment. First of all, I know your background in chemical engineering. You share with me, I love the fact, so you're manufacturing the products here in San Diego.
Yes, we make everything here. When we first started the company, we went to the apparel professionals and said, okay, where should we manufacture? Every single person said, you have to do it in China.
You have to do it in China.
You, they have, and not only for the cost, but because they have state-of-the-art machines and that it was better quality. So we did our first batch in China, but something didn't feel right to us.
Yeah.
So we went to San Diego to the woman that had made our samples and said, would you sew our clothes? And she said, absolutely. And that was our first factory here. We now have four factories, and we can drive to them. We can have lunch with the women that sew our clothes. And for us, that's incredible because we're designing the clothes in San Diego, we're manufacturing the clothes in San Diego, and we're selling the clothes in San Diego. And it's just, it feels so right.
And, I mean, you're helping us own San Diego's America's Finest City. You know, and we say that all the time on Rise Up Radio. It's so important for us to be involved in our community and support one another.
Absolutely.
You're creating jobs.
Absolutely. We are. We are. And San Diego's such a good athletic apparel community.
Right.
And we are in Solana Beach, but we would love to have fit shops in homes around San Diego. And it's a great way for us to meet our customer, come in and help women give back to a charity of their choice. And we're happy to bring, we've got a Jeep and trailer. We bring it all to you, even the wine and crackers.
I love it. And so you have these fit shops, which we shared a little bit about in the last segment. Tell us, give us an example. So I know that that's a way to empower women. Come in, let's share what's going on. Let's learn a little something. Let's, you know, empower ourselves. What does that look like?
So somebody's interested in hosting, like maybe your wife.
Okay.
Okay. And so she contacts us and we set up the date. And then we look through the clothes and figure out what would be best for her market. We come to you, or she could host it at the store in Solana Beach because it's a great location to host events too.
Yep.
And then we show up, we have an opportunity then to share the story of the brand. So much what we talked about today about how we started, what the name means, and what the clothes are made with, where they're made. And then that really engages the women that are there. They've had a glass of wine, and then they start trying the clothes on. And it's an opportunity to be surrounded by your friends whom you trust, who mm-hmm. say, okay, that looks great on you. I love that color. And people always walk away with product. And what the opportunity is after for us is to be able to contact them again, for them to be able to give us feedback, and for them to be able to purchase online after.
Right. And what we find is that once someone buys a piece of our clothing, they always buy a second piece. In fact, from our first fit shop that we had right when we started, we have four customers that have spent over $13,000. So that's a lot of athletic apparel, but they're buying it for their cousins, for their sister, for their mother, for their daughters, for gifts. Yeah, it's great. And for us, that's an engaged customer.
Absolutely. And that's what you want. And that's something, you know, as a business owner, that's something I'm always looking at is like, what is our customer retention? And it sounds like you ladies have customer retention dialed in.
We do.
We do. And they want more, actually. And that's really the important part is that customers are ready for more, for new styles and new products. And that's why we're on to the next phase of our business of raising money.
So share a little bit about that. I know you have a big vision. We're casting a big vision, but it takes capital to fuel the engines.
It does. And one thing that's amazing for us is we've always worked in, you know, male-dominated industries. I was a chemical engineer. I helped privatize a telephone company with all men. Never had a problem. I was always treated equally, maybe even given a little bit of an advantage. And I never thought of being a woman as a disadvantage for doing anything until I went out to raise capital. And then I realized there aren't a lot of men investing in women-owned businesses. And that was shocking.
Really?
Shocking. So we have found the best way to go is directly to other women. And we're able to do that through Start Engine. So we have a campaign right now. We're
on
doing
Start Engine?
On mm-hmm. Start Engine. Okay. Yeah, it's an equity crowdfunding platform.
Okay.
It used to be that the only way to invest in startups was to be a venture capitalist and have gone to a few schools, and it was primarily men that were making money, you know, investing in Google early on, any of the big companies early on. But now there is a system whereby anyone can invest. And you go to Start Engine. Start Engine is a platform that allows you to buy equity and ownership in our company. So we have we've had over 200 people invest in our company, and there are customers, there are future customers, and it is incredible. It feels so good.
And are you looking for, you know, is it someone who's, you know, donating $500, $50,000?
Well, they're not donating. Like? They're actually not buying a piece of the company, okay, and then they get perks. And if you go to startengine.com, you'll see. but it's all regulated by Securities and Exchange Commission. So we can't talk about like what it costs per share. But if you go to Start Engine, type in Grace by Grit, all that stuff comes up, along with the company's financials, information about our team. Everything is disclosed there. It's such a great way to raise money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So we hit our fundraising goal. Then what? What's next?
Well, we hit our first fundraising goal. Fantastic. Which we're really excited about. And now we have a second goal. Okay. And we have just a few days left to meet that goal. And that allows us to buy more fabric, create more product, and open another store. And for that, we're really excited.
So 4 days left. So what do we want to communicate with our listeners? What action do they need to take?
Go to startengine.com and search Grace by Grit and check out the perks. Check out the opportunity that's there. It's a company that I think women and men, and I think what's been really unique also is we've had a lot of men invest for their daughters because they want to exemplify that women can start a business, run a business, and own a business, and it can be very successful, and it can empower other women. And so that has been a surprise, I think, for both of us that we had so many men that have invested for their daughters, for their wives, for their children, for their sisters, because they want to be part
incredible.
Of it.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Really powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, folks, go to startengine.com, search Grace by Grit, get in there, you know, do your research, but really, really consider supporting this organization. You know, and I know that it's a great organization because I love the message.
Thank you.
You have high customer retention. You've also been awarded, you know, 3-time nominee for Women of the Year in San Diego.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. We're excited about that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, I mean, just 4 short years, over 40,000 customers and now partners and people involved in this community.
Yeah, it's great. And our community, our San Diego community, is incredible. We have influencers here who are amazing. We were doing a Pilates class earlier this morning, and one of the women asked us if we knew Trish Kilby, who is a teacher, a cycling teacher at Equinox. And we said, well, of course we know her. She said, she cannot say enough about you. During class, she shouts it out. And that is incredible. I mean, it's just so powerful, this group of committed women.
Yeah. And our team's incredible, too. We have phenomenal employees that are here in San Diego, reps throughout the country, that really make all of our customers feel like they're part of the brand too. Yeah. And they have just an integral part of helping us build our designs, coming up with new colors, coming up with new styles, and making sure that everything is taken care of. And so I think Kimberly and I probably feel most fortunate about is the team that we have at Grace by Grit.
And women in every stage of their lives. We have interns who are still in college. We have women who've just had their first child and are working a few days a week. It's we have women who thought they retired but couldn't resist giving us help. Finally, we realized we had to pay them because they're doing so much. But we
are these people working from home, some working in the store, a mix.
Combination of all.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's fun.
Kate, what do you love about Grace by Grit?
I think what I love the most is the message behind it. I think it's about the storytelling piece for women and about perseverance and about, I mean, for me, I became a mom when I was 21 years old, and that was not my plan in life, but it's what happened. And it was an extremely tough moment at 21 years old, realizing you're pregnant and you're not going down the path you thought you were going down. But that tough moment really, truly gave my grace. I have a beautiful 17-year-old daughter today to talk about. But that moment proved to me that I could do anything in my life if I put my mind to it. And when I met Kimberly and we talked about this business, I didn't have a background in apparel. I didn't have a strong business background either. But I believed so much in what we were doing because of not only it being about clothes, but about being about the stories behind the women. And I think that's really important.
It is very important.
And by the way, she finished her college degree.
I did.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, with the baby on her hip.
Yeah,
not
she
just
was primarily
last year,
in the front pack.
I don't get the impression she's a slouch at all.
I only finished 8 months later. I had to take a small break when I
did. I don't think
birth,
anybody should be sleeping on Kate Nolan at all.
Not when I'm coaching you either. Trust me. Kimberly tried to slow us down in that first run when she was trained for a triathlon. And I said, no. We are going here while you're talking.
Kimberly, what do you love about it?
I love the community. I love seeing the women in our clothes and how powerful and proud they feel. And that is amazing. I mean, women can do anything at any age. Amen. I mean, here we are, a single woman and a woman over 50 starting a business, and it's never too late.
It's never too late.
Never.
Parting words for our listeners.
Come to Grace by Grit.
Yeah, go to gracebygrit.com. Share your stories with us. We love to hear from our customers. We love to hear from women that want to learn more about it. If you want us to come to you and host a fit shop, we will be there. So check us out online, gracebygrit.com.
And you can email heygirl@gracebygrit.com.
heygirl@gracebygrit.com. Folks, we've had the pleasure of having Grace by Grit in studio with us. What a fantastic organization. I love what you ladies stand for.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to share it with my wife. I know she'll be very interested to hear about it. I'll be letting her know about it this weekend. And I love the fact that you're doing these fit shops for women. You know, let's share our stories. Let's empower one another. And I think that there's so much strength in community and in conversation and what we can communicate and teach and learn from each other.
I agree.
It's just a platform to empower each other, you know. And folks, as we're heading into the weekend, you know, once in a while, I like to give our listeners a charge. And this weekend, the charge is going to be share a gritty moment that happened for you in your life. Where was a time where you actually had a gut check and you didn't think you could do it and you doubted yourself? Just share that with another person this weekend and watch what happens. I guarantee there's magic out of that conversation.
And grace.
And grace. Folks, you've been listening to Rise Up Radio. You're following us at sdriseup.com. Have a great weekend. And remember to rise up.